By the way, did you see that that text that we got from Rich yesterday where he said my sound, there was something wrong with my sound and that I sounded hot? And at first I was like, thank you. Oh my God. But then I was like, that's a bad thing.
It's so funny. When people in broadcasting say that you sound hot, it's not at all
it's
what
not
you think
good
it
at all.
Is. It's like, but we of course equate it with that. And so we'll say to our producer, oh my God, that's so sweet.
Thank you. Oh my God.
That's so sweet.
Like
thanks.
He said, I sounded thin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
You think I sound thin?
So I don't know how I sound right now. I kind of moved it a little bit.
Right?
So
you.
Sweet.
It's great. And then he's like, no, that's not
that's
good.
That's bad.
That's
picture
not
mic.
Good. You sound like shit.
I don't know what to do, though. I don't know what to do. I don't.
I don't. All right.
We have to talk about pillows really fast.
We do. Let's talk about pillows.
I still don't have my pillows on vacation, which sucks.
She still looks pretty. I mean, she looks all right, all things considered. You're holding up pretty well.
Well, listen, it's not like I'm not sleeping. I'm doing plenty of sleeping. I'm just saying I'm less comfortable in my sleep than I would be if I were at home with my MyPillow pillows, which if you haven't tried, you should. Now, I've seen some people say, I don't like them because they're like too soft or they're too firm. You guys, they have three different categories of fill.
There's
so you just are trying the wrong one is all.
Right. You got to get your right fill. You got to find your fill. #find your fill.
Right.
Find
your fill and then use code
Checks.
To get yourself a discount.
Checks. Mock made me put my microphone down here today. Don't even ask.
There was a really weird hum. Mm-hmm. And so I made her move the mic. So, and it helps. I don't hear that at all. So use code CHICKS at MyPillow.com or you can call their private number that is just for our people. It's a exclusive phone number.
It is exclusive.
It's very exclusive. It's 800-875-0513. You guys, we have so much things.
We have things. Okay, you want to go first, Mock? You want to go first?
Okay.
With your big announcement. This is a big announcement, you guys. It's a big announcement for everybody.
Wait, I don't remember what this one
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's what
this
you told me.
The
first thing you told me.
Okay,
yeah. And I was like, what in God's name are you saying to me right now?
What I'm saying to you and now to everybody is that Caitlyn Jenner is thinking about making a run for governor of California. And why not? Because Newsom's being recalled, which means anybody can be on the ticket. There's going to be like all kinds of people running. And he is one of those people.
Here's
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner will run as a Republican.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody soaked that in.
Very big Trump supporter, apparently. So
I mean, that's okay. You know. All right, that's fine. Trump support. That's cool. Trump supporter. I just, you know, did you see her on what's that? Masked Singer show? Did you see that?
I did not.
She was on the Masked Singer. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube.
And she sang?
Well, kinda. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the point? That's what they do, right?
They do. I'm gonna say kinda on that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So
Caitlyn Jenner
sang.
She sang on The Masked Singer, and I never watched that show. And I don't know how, but I think I went down like a YouTube spiral. You know, sometimes you just like take like 15 minutes and you go down like the YouTube rabbit hole and you end up in weird places.
Yeah.
I ended up in a Caitlyn Jenner on The Masked Singer place where I was like, what the self? How the hell did I get here? And I did. I was there. And it was, you know, what's her name? The chick that Jenny, that married.
Garth. Or not Garth. Oh, my God.
I know.
What?
That she was on.
I pulled that out of. I don't even know.
Da-na-na-na.
Da-na-na-na.
Jenny McCarthy, who married
Jenny McCarthy.
Donnie Wahlberg from such things as New Kids on the Block. Otherwise known as NKOTB. She married him. He's one of the Wahlberg brothers.
And you know what she does now? She makes TikToks that show her completely without makeup or glam. And then within the 60-second TikTok, she puts on all the makeup and glam.
This is all
she does now.
All right.
She
has a radio show and she also does The Masked Singer. But anyways, she actually she is the one who like picked Caitlyn Jenner as being the person behind the mask. I mean,
she guessed it.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. That's a skill. Okay. It's kind of like your skill of being able to morph people together.
I'm so good at that.
Maka is really good at when she sees a person, when she meets you for the first time.
Yeah.
She'll be able to say, you look like this celebrity and this celebrity. And then that celebrity over there had a baby together. Right.
Like a throuple. And then you were the product of the throuple.
I'm really good at that. If there's a way to make money with that,
please let me know.
There's no way to make money. That's why we're so poor. All right. So we got to talk quickly about the border, first of all. This is the first thing that I saw. This is absolutely heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. This little boy on the Texas border, this little boy is sobbing to Border Patrol. He's I'm afraid all the people that I'm with, he couldn't be more than 6 years old, right?
Yeah, it's maybe 7 tops, right. 8 tops.
And he's just sobbing to Border Patrol. And he's like, my group left me because they were like, where are you? Is your mommy with you? No, my mommy's not with me. His parents aren't with him. He was with a group of people, right? They abandoned this kid. And he's just crying. He's just crying. The boy twice asked the agent, can you help me? And told him that he was with a group and they abandoned me. And I don't know where they're at.
He's in the middle of the desert,
walking by himself, right? And so I'm like, they have no age for this kid. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm just like, okay. So listen, I know that some of these people face hardship in all these other countries, and they feel like they can get a better life here. But could you imagine just allowing your kid to go off with other people?
And people who are likely, they're literally human trafficking. That's what they're doing. They don't give a shit about the kid. You've seen them throw toddlers over those giant fences and walls, right?
Everybody doesn't give a shit. Everybody's seen that video now of them just dropping their little girls. I think they're little tiny little girls. And the one that was dropped, just laid there for a while. Did you see the video? And she's just laying there. And I'm thinking to myself, all I think of is my kids. I think of how when they were 4, what they knew how to do and what they didn't know how to do, what they were capable of. I kept thinking, oh my God, these are babies, and they're by themselves out in this, first of all, horrible conditions. I mean, this is not animals are around. God only knows what's around, right? And then you've got traffickers that are, where are the parents?
The parents are the ones that sent these kids.
This is the thing, in
that group. It's unbelievable to me.
This is the thing. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for the parents. I know that everybody's telling me I'm supposed to have compassion for these parents because they're in such a terrible, terrible place in this other country. But then I'm thinking, I'm sorry, y'all. I know I'm not supposed to judge, but I would never in a million years let anybody take my kid. I just wouldn't do it.
At the very minimum, you're with your child.
Right.
You are the protector of the child.
I would go with them if I felt like I was going to make the journey. I would be on the journey with them, but I would never let them take a tiny kid. I can't bear to see that. And this also, this is Joe Biden's doing.
Well, and this is why it's so funny that his DHS pick is now hey, maybe we should fortify some of this wall and finish some of this wall that Trump was building. I am dying laughing that this is what they are doing now. They're actually saying, oh, wait, maybe. And now I guarantee you leftists will think it's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
DHS secretary is we probably should go ahead and finish some of this construction. And the left will be we definitely should, because walls it's work. Biden's administration who's saying we should now.
Right. Walls work now. Walls are a great idea now. Then they'll use it they'll say it under the guise of, it'll protect the children.
God.
It'll protect these poor people, or they'll use some sort of COVID excuse, right? I mean, but now you're right. It'll be a good idea now because Biden people want it.
Right.
It's
just watch. Just watch the, how different the reaction will be.
And you know, and the thing is, media will get some sort of a canned narrative served up to them by this administration. And they'll be like, okay, now everybody say these words and say it for the, and this is what we're going to, this is like the new thing, and do it and go. And you're going to see like all the major networks saying the same crap over and over again. Seriously, it's
they'll
like
probably spin it by saying that they need to fortify the wall in places that Trump left, you know, unattended or something. They'll they'll blame it on Trump while they're taking his idea. You know what I mean? It's just, it makes me sick.
Yeah,
but it's so predictable.
It is predictable. And meanwhile, liberals and the same at the same time will talk about how terrible America is. You know, it's like you got people clamoring, dropping their kids over our wall. And then at the same time, they'll like they'll talk about how crappy this country is.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
There's all this, you know, hullabaloo going on with the MLB moving to Denver, even though Denver has its own history of racism. They have a much smaller black population. So that in and of itself is, you know, it's less helpful to minorities than having the game where it was supposed to happen. And now they're calling, Biden's calling for the Masters to move. It's all ridiculous. They're being ridiculous. Denver has some of the same types of laws in their election process that Georgia does. Everybody is being insane.
Yeah,
insane about this.
Everybody is insane about all this stuff. This is all, it's all, somebody said, stop the world. I want to get off. Yes.
Right.
It's so dumb. CNews. I'm right there with you. Like, I mean, I wanted to get off the world, like with the Mr. Potato Head crap. And now it's just like, it's like one ridiculous thing after another ridiculous thing. It's just stupid. Like they can't get any dumber, you know?
Oh, but they can, because I saw Fauci doing one of his little interviews on Twitter and they were like, hey, so how, what do you say about this? The Texas numbers, the hospitalizations and the case numbers going down.
What does
and
he say?
Was like, well, you know, it's possible that we're just seeing a lag in the case numbers after there's a major, you know, major spread event. Then sometimes it takes a few weeks and we definitely don't want to get too excited.
Oh, we don't want to be, no, we don't want to be hopeful at all. We don't want to be positive at all. God forbid we're positive, Mr. Fauci.
If you're a person who is listening to him to guide your life,
oh my God.
Like, what is even wrong with you
I'm
at this
sorry.
Point? The guy knows nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, was sitting with me the other day and he came on the TV and she goes, Mommy, who's that? And I go, that's Dr. Fauci. I go, Dr. Fauci is the guy that's been telling everybody for the past year that you have to wear like 18 masks on your face.
Right.
That's Dr. Fauci. And she goes, oh, that's him? And I was like, yeah, that's him. That's the guy. That's the guy who's basically like just made up the rules as he goes along. That's the guy who's put all these rules into place. And she was like, oh, you could just tell like the disdain on her face.
Yeah.
She was just like, that guy doesn't know anything. And I was like, yeah. I go, not only that, honey, I go, but he is paid the most out of anybody in government. We give him the most money. We give him more money than the president. Can you believe that? And she was like, why? And I go, because we're dumb. That's why. Because we're dumb.
We are dumb.
So Abbott, Governor Abbott, speaking of this whole coronavirus thing, he banned government mandated vaccine passports. So
he's following DeSantis, and that's a good thing.
He's following in the footsteps. So I feel like Texas and Florida are like BFFs now.
Yeah, they are.
You know?
I love it. I love it. I love it too.
And then here's another thing. Speaking of DeSantis, he hit CBS after they claimed that there was like all this deceptive editing in the story that they did on him with the nursing homes and all the numbers in Florida and everything. And he went on Tucker last night. And I'm sure you guys saw that interview that he had with Tucker last night where he's just listen, I didn't see it either. But I read kind of the recap on it today where he was basically saying that 60 Minutes is full of crap, that CBS is full of crap. And they deceptively edited what went down. Like,
and how did they think that they were going to get away with that? They might get away with it with a whole bunch of other governors, but not DeSantis. He will never not fight back.
That's a good point. That's a really, really good point. Yeah, but the problem is, Mock, even if he goes on Tucker and he does all the things and he calls him out, the problem is that they still do it.
Right.
It's so troubling to me that our media is so dishonest and just so blatantly awful at this point. They lie. They have such a narrative and they they're making it up. At this point, they're not even journalists. They're authors.
Yeah.
You know?
They're content creators, as right. they call them on TikTok.
They are. They are making shit up, you guys. They mm-hmm. are just making it up, and they're putting it out there, and they're seeing where it sticks. And that's so incredibly troubling to me that this is yeah. happening in America. It should make everybody just so upset. Because there is no such thing as journalism anymore. I mean, maybe there's like one or two places where you can get actual stories on things, but it's just so few and far between that I feel like it's just dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. I know that there's a conservative media out there that is trying to
at least balance it out.
Right. Balance it out. But there are places that claim, like the Epic Times and stuff like that. They're like, we're journalists, and like people are trying to be journalists again and trying to do. And I know people are fighting the good fight when it comes to journalism. But that kind of stuff just really irks me. I know. Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you. And we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC, and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16, and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Another thing that is happening that I was telling you earlier, feds are likely to force companies to report pay by race and gender. Now, I know that you used to work in HR. You don't anymore. But I know that you said that you used to have to report that stuff all the time, but I think that
as part of an affirmative action plan, you have to report, sex and race and salaries and all that stuff.
Right. I think that what happened was Trump, he undid an Obama directive, and then a judge says that Trump didn't have the power to do that.
So Obama had power to make a directive, and another president doesn't have the power to undo that directive.
That's a very good point.
Very good point.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing, is that now they're saying that the government could attempt to draw inferences about racial pay disparities in companies with as few as 101 employees. So I think they're targeting smaller companies on this stuff. And then also they're targeting private companies. Like, it's not just companies that are like government related. Like, I think the company that you worked for, that we worked for when we first met, that you used to report this stuff for, they used to have government contracts.
Right.
And so
government contractors get all kinds of different hullabaloo right. and hoops they got to go through. Yeah.
They probably should. Right. I mean, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But people who have private companies, now they're starting, the federal government is now going to come in and say, this is how you need to run your business. Mm-hmm. And you need to pay people X, Y, Z, and according to race and gender and all these other things. And then where does it stop? Right. This person's a transgender, so you need to pay them a certain amount. This person is this. So you need to pay them a certain amount. So it's all like, this is also executive ordery, you know, that's kind of what's happening there. And then also when it comes to COVID too, did you know that California is lifting all COVID restrictions on June 15th, except the mask mandate?
Wait,
they're saying that they're lifting all
June 15th. Like 2.5 months away.
Right. It's kind of arbitrary, isn't it?
It's completely arbitrary.
It's so arbitrary.
Did COVID send Newsom a memo and say, hey, we're going to check out of here June 15th?
I don't believe it. I don't believe any of it. And I don't see, like, is it going to somehow disappear, like, poof, by June 15th? It's all a bunch of crap.
Well, that's what happens when you sit down at a restaurant.
Right.
It disappears.
Somebody
just at like your table.
And, you know, I think this is a really good point. I put this on our wall, on our Instagram page yesterday. I think it's interesting how you can sit in a restaurant, right, and take your mask off. But like my kid, when she goes to school and she sits down at her desk, she can't take her mask off. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Tell me, like, scientifically, Dr. Fauci, tell me what the difference is. Somebody needs to tell me from a scientific standpoint, since they're all freaking experts on this virus, tell me what the difference is between sitting at a stupid restaurant table
yeah.
and having the cloak of immunity around you. Like, all of a sudden, right. I got the force field when I sit down, and my daughter sitting down in her classroom in their desk, like 6 feet apart from other kids, right? Because this is what they do.
Well, now it's three. He moved
it
to three.
okay, well, 3, 4, whatever, however many hell feet she sits across or sits next to all of her little, when none of them have gotten, nobody in her class has gotten COVID.
Right.
Nobody this year, right? But when she sits down next to her classmates and she still has her, why does she have to keep her mask on? Why? I don't get it.
Well, it's kind of like watching people at the airport stand 6 feet apart with their masks on as they're checking into their gates or, you know, into their flights. And then they're all crammed together on a flight,
right,
eating and drinking without masks. And you're just like, yeah, that's when you realize everything is so dumb, right, and it doesn't make any
tube
sense.
You're in a tube in the sky. You're
in a tube in the sky. Exactly. It's just so dumb, and it just proves
dumb,
how dumb all these rules are and how arbitrary they all
are. Yeah, it's about as stupid as it is for us to be able to go to Walmart, but we can't go to, like, the small, you know, mom and pop shop where, like, right, nobody's in there, right?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Zero.
Jake Tapper, he posted the most ridiculous thing on Twitter and everybody's making fun of him. He posted video of himself receiving his second dose of the vaccine.
So brave.
And he captioned it, "Some personal news," and then showed the video, and he had it set to the background of Pat Benatar's "Hit Me With Your Best Shot."
Oh my God.
It was so cringe and so just like, Jake, what are you doing? Like, why are you being such a tool?
I have to show you guys, like, this is something. Now, people will get mad at me for this because, listen, I mean, this came from a family member who got the vaccine. Okay. Somebody sent this to me. I'm going to preamble with that.
Okay.
It's from somebody in my family who got the vaccine. So they obviously believe in vaccines. So I'm just putting that out there before I show this to you guys, okay? But I thought this was funny.
I can't read it. It's too far.
When it's 2024 and you were the only one who didn't take the vaccine, can you see all the zombies in the background?
Yes.
Can you see that? I thought it was really funny.
That is funny.
And then I wrote that person back and I said, that's probably going to be me because I'll just never get around to getting the vaccine. I'll just never get around to getting it. And I may be the only one that doesn't, like, you know, get some weird thing
from
it.
Well, there's plenty of people who aren't going to get it. I know.
I think?
There's some people. Oh, yeah. I mean, and I see them, you know, making the TikToks all the time.
Really?
They're like, yeah, like,
because they're afraid of it.
Kira, for example. Like, Kira is like, don't get it. Oh, my God.
She's afraid of it. Yeah.
Well, and because her dad, the doctor, is like,
don't get it. Yeah.
You don't need it. I mean, your chances of surviving it are so high,
right,
even if you do get it, and there's still so much unknown about the risks of the vaccine.
And I'm not, you know, afraid of it. I'm just not in a hurry.
Yeah, like
I can take it or leave it. I got other things to do with my time. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about it. I'm like, whatever. I don't really care. I got work. I got stuff to do. You know what I mean? I got to get the vaccine, or I got, like, you know, 14 hours. I'm going to go ahead and work today. It's not really that much of a priority for me.
Why do the Democrats want open borders, even though it damages national security and the people coming into the United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way? I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm going to play you a Trump TikTok.
It's not Trump.
It's an impersonator of Trump, and he's really good at it. People asked him if he would make them a ring, not a ringtone. Well, yeah, maybe it's a ringtone. I think that's what the caption says. Let me check.
Okay.
Yes. Have you ever done a Trump ringtone or alarm sound? And so this is his response to that ask.
Ring, 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 ring. And we're ringing probably better than anybody. Ring, 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 ring. And I do the best ringing, they say. Ring, 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 ring. China. Ring, 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 ring.
I love that he threw in a China.
Oh, my God. That is so great.
Is Austin Nasso. So if you're not following Austin Nasso on TikTok, you should follow him because he's really good at those.
He totally sounds like him.
I know. He does a great Obama too, and he'll have conversations with Trump and Obama.
Oh my God.
He plays them both and they're hilarious.
Speaking of Trump, did you guys see his Easter pictures? Like, Donald Trump Jr. posted a couple pictures of the family and everything on Easter. And there were some pictures of, you know, like Grandpa. You know, because he was there at the Easter festivities. He looks great. He looks really great.
I'm sure. He's like hanging out at Mar-a-Lago.
Right. He looks rested. He looks great. I mean, the whole family's adorable, right? I mean, they just, he looks really great. So I was like, oh, it's nice to see him, right? I mean, he looks nice with the grandkids, you know? So he's
You would have seen him a lot more, like in Lara Trump's interview of him, if they hadn't pulled it from everywhere.
Unbelievable.
Freaking Nazis.
Right.
I mean, that's God.
And that really, that calls for that, right? When you say freaking Nazis, that's what that is.
Yeah, that's the most blatant censorship of all time. Facebook saying that they can't have Trump's voice on their platform anymore. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
I gotta go, you guys.
She has to go. 6 o'clock.
I gotta go.
She's on vacation. She has to go do vacation-y things.
I have to do dinners and whatnot.
I'm going to go upstairs and, you know, make something really extravagant for dinner, like maybe some pizza rolls or something. It's going to be great, you guys, while she's on vacation.
I'm going to have some crab cakes, perhaps, or some delightful shrimp, something or other. Something seafoody, something that just got pulled out of the ocean like half an hour ago. That's what I want.
Delightful. I'm going to grab something that just got pulled out of my Indiana freezer. Okay, you guys, we love you.
Seriously.
We're so appreciative of all of you. Thank you.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
You really don't. Like, we're going to get off the phone and then we're both going to start crying. Like, this is like how appreciative we are. You have no idea.
Like, I'll text her and I'll be like, can you even? And she'll be like, I cannot.
And I'll be like, I can't. And then I'll get all emotional and I can't. Okay.
This is what we do.
I guess we may talk to you tomorrow.
We might. We actually might. I will look and see what the day looks like. Thursday could be sketchy because we're going to be doing some town things, some neighbor things. And Friday's out completely because we're driving.
Right. And she's going to be illegally feeding deer, probably getting arrested at some point this week. So.
Actually, Friday is a possibility because we're thinking about stopping halfway. So maybe a Friday night, if you're doing if you want to do a Friday night, we could potentially do a Friday night.
Well, I have nothing else to do.
So just maybe not Thursday, but probably Friday and probably tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys, maybe we could have like a little party on Friday night, you know, get your wine.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Yeah.
We can maybe plan on that. Okay, guys. All right. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody.
Bye.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.